Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the What We Said podcast.
Ho, ho, ho. The holidays are over.
Yeah.
Ho, ho, no mo.
Well, we're batching these episodes, so we don't know how our Christmas has gone, but hopefully our Christmas and your Christmas was just absolutely everything you wanted it to be. I hope you had all the festivities, the traditions, all the coziness.
If you celebrate.
Yes. And if not, happy holidays.
Hope you're having a wonderful, you know, the holidays aren't over yet. We still got New Year's Eve. And I guess that'll
be it. Your birthday.
My birthday, the most important one. Yeah. It's a fun time.
Yeah. And I guess Case turned 2 yesterday. Oh my gosh, that's freaking me out. We're recording this, like I said before, so I didn't even think about that, but
that's wild.
The fact that I will have a 2-year-old is really scary.
How? How does
it just
happen?
So young still, but it's so crazy. Like that when he was born, I would have never thought that this time would come.
Would have never guessed. I know.
You're just like, they will never grow up. And now it's just happening so fast.
One day he's going to be 18 case. And you're going to
be
like,
gosh, no, oh my I can't believe that. And it's going to go so fast. I know that day will come, but like right now, I'm like, no, that's not possible. Like that's so far in the future.
It scares me.
I know. It's crazy.
I've been having time crises this year.
Really?
Of just like, yeah, we've talked about it a little bit. Just kind of, you know,
time's going
realizing like Leif and I always talk about that. Just how it's like you will think of something that's a month in the future and be like, oh, but that's far away. And then the day comes and you're looking at each other and you're like, oh, it's here. And then soon, you know, it'll be a month from today and it'll just be here. And it's so weird.
I know.
Time freaks me out.
Freaks me out.
Well, today we're doing a little best of 2023 episode. We thought this would be fun to do our own little award show of the best of blank, you know, the best celebrity couple, the best show we watched. The best, one of, you know, our best memories from on tour, just stuff like that. So we're going to go through a bunch of different categories and tell you guys what we think was the best of 2023.
And if you disagree, that's okay.
I feel like there's
don't tell us
conversation to be had about a lot of these.
I know.
When I was writing them down, I'm like, oh, we need to dive in.
I know. This year, going back to the time warp of everything, this year blended into a lot of other years. Like, I was like, oh, this. And I was like, wait, that was like 2 years ago. That was not this year.
I felt the same way.
Even some of our tour memories were from 2022, not 2023.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of weird. Yeah. Time's just flying.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of our last. Well, there's one more episode that'll be coming out on Friday. And it's actually a little different than our typical advice column. So stay tuned for that. We played a little game. But yeah, that'll be the new year. And we'll be into January episodes. So
hope you guys are ready to grind.
Rise and grind. Get ready.
Hope you're ready to better yourself every day.
Yeah. We're trying to prep some New Year's episodes. It's always hard to prep for the new year in December during the holidays. Because it's not really on your radar.
No, like let me get through this first.
Yeah.
Then I'll worry about that.
Mm-hmm. But it'll be fun. Well, we don't really have any. Do you have any updates you wanted to share?
No.
About life?
Not really.
Because, again, it will not be timely, so it will not be relevant.
Yeah, it will
to
not
guys.
Be relevant. I'm gonna say so. Case watched his first movie yesterday, but it was a Christmas. Well, I guess that's kind of relevant, but it's a Christmas movie, but he's never watched a movie before.
What movie?
It was Curious George. Well, we actually started with Polar Express.
Oh, cute. But he didn't like it?
He did. He was like locked in, but it's kind of scary. And like, when, you know, when they're on the top of the train, have you seen Polar Express?
Yeah, it's been a minute though.
You know, when they're on the top of the, it's kind of like tumultuous. Like, he's on the top of the train, the little boy, and he meets that ghost guy who's kind of like, I don't even know who he is, but they're going through the snow super fast. He's like trying to get this girl. He thinks that the conductor is going to throw the girl off the train. I'm like, oh, wait, this might, it's rated G, but it might not be like the best for him. And then I paused. I was like, do you want to keep watching this? He's like, no more this. I'm like,
no
okay,
more.
Yeah, let's. So we watched Curious George Christmas movie instead.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Which was boring to me, but great for him.
Wow, his first movie.
Yeah.
That's funny.
What a milestone. It was so cute. Me and Nick were just like sitting there, like tears in our eyes. We're like, why is like everything such a big deal? Like when it's their first, like their first movie. Oh my gosh.
That's nice. You don't have to entertain him.
Yeah.
Also.
I know. It's full
just
hour.
Let him be.
Nice. Yeah, he loved it. What about you?
Any updates?
Yeah.
No. Unfortunately not. Yeah. Nothing cool going on.
How are the Suns doing? I haven't been watching.
They actually been doing great. Again, this, who knows when this comes
out.
Knock on wood. They've been doing pretty good though. Like, I mean, winning most of their games.
Yeah.
So
I need to start watching before it's too late.
It's been great. It's been fun.
All right, let's get into these then.
Okay.
So we can really chat it up about it.
Okay, well, the first one is the best celebrity couple.
We'll probably have the same one.
Well, I did the opposite of what I thought you would do.
Oh, okay. What did you do?
I did, well, not the opposite, but I figured you would maybe do one, so I did the other.
Yeah.
I did Kylie Jenner and Timothy Chalamet.
Okay, that's a good one. I was thinking of that one, but I didn't put it. But that is a great one. I love what, you know, I don't know if Timothy has been influencing her in this way, but it seems that way ever since she started dating him. I'm loving her style recently and
her
just like her, her makeup and her hair. Mm-hmm. She's looking so beautiful.
She is.
And just effortless. I love that life for her.
Same.
I said Taylor and Travis because you just like,
you
I was trying to think of someone else. I'm like, no, it is the best.
It's the icon of the year. For sure. The most iconic of the year.
I can't even think of a couple as iconic in the last couple years. That was just like, oh my gosh. They're just like the David Beckham and Victoria. I'm like, why am I can only think of Posh Spice, but just like once in a lifetime, you know?
I know. Are they going to get married? Are they?
I've heard lots of conspiracies that they are. Have you seen the drama about her?
That they're already married or that they're going to?
Sorry, no, not that they're already married. I'm like, I know for a fact they got to. No, that they're going to.
Okay. Yeah.
Based on, have you seen the drama about like her publicist shutting down like Joe
Dumois
thing?
Yes, I have seen that.
And actually the girls on The Toast were talking about how they think it's like, or maybe they don't think this, maybe they just read this somewhere, that the reason Taylor's publicist even shut down the rumors that she was ever married to Joe and was because she never responds and like never denies rumors.
Uh-huh.
She just like never responds in general. And so like, that's weird that she would respond to this. And they're saying because maybe she just like wants it to be, if she is going to get married to Travis, maybe she wants to do that. In the near future, she doesn't want this coming up like, oh, well, she was married before and like kind of dirtying it almost. But, you know.
Just muddying it when it's something new and fresh for
her.
Yes,
exactly.
For sure.
We'll see.
Interesting. Yeah, that's got to be the number one answer for sure. But I do feel like Kylie and Timothy was like.
So unexpected.
So unexpected and such a far-fetched thing. Like even when people were like, oh, they've been rumored spotted together. I was like, yeah, right. Like, I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
Whose concert? Was it a Beyonce concert or someone's? Remember that footage? The first.
When they were together?
Yeah. And there were lots of videos of them in a crowd at a concert. And it was like, wait, this is a vibe.
Oh, I can't remember.
I'm forgetting whose concert it was at. But that was the first time it was like, oh, wait.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing this.
Yeah.
And I like it.
So cute.
Because before then, I just couldn't even picture it. And then
them
once
together.
I saw, yeah. Then once I saw them together, I was like, why does it fit? So.
Oh, them at the tennis thing too. Oh, wait. I think it was Beyonce's concert. Yeah.
I think so. And then the tennis thing was later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Shortly after. I haven't seen much of them lately though.
I know.
So staying tuned for more.
I love him. He was so good on SNL.
I only saw clips, but love him. Love Timmy. Okay, the next is best reality show. I'll let you go first.
Well, this one was like nearest on my mind, but I genuinely, when I was watching it, I was like, this is kind of like Survivor level, like Squid Game, The Challenge. That's what I said.
Okay.
I felt like the prize money was insane. Like we talked
Absolutely
about.
Absolutely insane.
And the premise was crazy. It was so well done. And I feel like because it's the first one that's ever happened, I don't know how well it will do like every year from now on. Because once you've
seen it.
Yeah. It's like, and they play the same games and like, how are you going to mix up the games? I don't know. So I felt like it was like fresh, new. I was so wrapped up in this season.
Same. But it's not over yet, is it?
No, there's one more episode. One more episode, yeah.
But by the time this comes out, it'll be out.
Yeah.
We need to talk about something. So this isn't really a spoiler if you're going to watch it necessarily. It's just like talking about one of the games, not talking about the actual ending mm-hmm. of it or anything or who won. But the bridge,
mm-hmm.
that had to have been an optical illusion, right?
What, them falling through? Actually, you know what I heard?
What?
That, see, I don't know how I feel about the contestants going on TikTok right after and like sharing all
spilling
production
all the
secrets.
Tea.
That the people that fell through, they said, okay, when they were filming it, the person would jump onto it and then they would like kneel down. And then with clever editing, it was actually a stunt person for each of them that fell through.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Leif and I was like, the first
the way
person that fell, I'm like, he just died. Like,
they were connected. I thought they'd be, because I think when Mr. Beast did it, they had like
connected to a bungee or
yeah.
something.
They literally just fell. They just looked like dolls.
No, me and Leif gasped. I'm like, wait. They just fell 40 feet.
Also,
I was like, there's no way that was real. It had to have been like a camera trick.
Yeah, they had a stuntman, I guess. But I kind of wish I didn't know that. I'm like, dang. Well, what's the suspense
well, it
could've of
fooled
like
me?
Oh, 100%.
I was like,
looked
whoa.
So real.
It was insane.
It was so funny how they would jump. They'd wait for a second. The first person that fell was
so jarring. Please.
He stops and they didn't know like they wouldn't fall through immediately. And they're like, there's like, oh my gosh. Also,
falling.
We've got to talk about the Trey and the Ashley of it all really quick, even though it's like such old news.
I've never been more mad.
She
made me so mad.
So mad. And then the way that they gaslighted Mai afterwards.
No, me and Leif were so mad.
I was shook. I'm like, am I crazy?
No.
Am I crazy?
I felt the same way. That was so, and her Ashley, I'm like, do you not understand what you just did?
Yeah.
Like afterwards, she was like, well, Mai decided to be selfish. I'm like,
yeah.
That's what you did.
Yeah, you are.
You were gaslighting us. I was so.
She was making me so mad.
No, she was making me so mad. We can't really. I was going to say, we can't explain this to you if you. But it'd be so hard to explain.
Yeah.
Over a podcast. So if
no,
you've seen it, you know what we're talking about. And that pissed me off. And I loved him. He was like.
I know.
One of my favorites.
And again, I wish that. This is another reason why I wish the contestants couldn't talk. Someone was saying, I can't remember which contestant. They're like, well, what actually happened? Because they're like, all of the comments are like, Ashley sucks.
Yes.
Why were you guys all on her side afterwards? Like, why were you guys not? And like treating Mai so badly for calling her out. And they
so
were
bizarre.
Saying that Ashley never really said no, but they edited it to look like that. And Trey just went crazy and started jumping on all of them. I'm like, I don't see that happening. Like, maybe. And they're like, the only reason Mai thought that is because she was in the back and she couldn't see that Ashley never said no. Trey just like kept going. And I'm like,
he was
maybe,
giving her
but,
the opportunities, it felt like.
Yes, he like, when he gave her the side eye, because she was like, hurry up or something like that. He just like looks back at her.
Bye. And then jumps, falls. Cool. No, that was
he did so
tragic.
Good.
I was so mad. I really was rooting for him. I liked him a lot. He reminds me so much of my brother Jake.
Really?
His mannerisms. Yeah. I think I had a soft spot because of that. I was like, I love him.
He was everyone's favorite. It was so annoying that he got out.
So annoying.
That's what's kind of fun about that show, though. I think it's one of the best is because
it's so unpredictable.
It's so unpredictable. Your favorite can get out within seconds.
Yeah.
So when they make it through something, it's even more exhilarating.
It is. No, I loved it. It's so good.
Let's go on to the next one.
Well, my best reality show.
Oh, no. I was going to say me and you. We should go on the next Squid Game.
Absolutely. Wait, that would be iconic.
We have to sleep in the same clothes. I can't do that.
I asked Leif if he'd rather go on Squid Games or Special Forces.
Oh, probably Squid Games.
He said Special Forces. I was like, you're joking.
Oh, my gosh.
There's no prize money. There's no prize.
Yeah.
This episode is sponsored by eBay Authenticity Guarantee. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, whether you're looking for a handbag, a watch, some jewelry, streetwear, sneakers, anything like that, eBay is making sure that the things you love are authenticated by real experts because we all know there's no feeling like real. I love looking for luxury items pre-owned online, but I will say one of the hardest parts of shopping online for stuff that's designer is knowing if it's actually the real deal or not. obviously, when you're in a store that specializes in like authenticating these things, it's easier to identify, okay, yeah, it's been authenticated. But when you're online and you're just on some of these websites, it's hard to know if you're getting scammed or not. So these days, to know for sure you're getting the real deal, go straight to eBay. And when you're searching, just look for that blue check mark. It will say authenticity guarantee. And that means when you buy it, you can be confident that it's going to be authenticated by real experts. Every stitch, sole, logo, and inch of it, they're making sure it is the real thing. So whether you're looking for a handbag, which again, I definitely recommend looking on eBay for stuff that has been owned before. As far as designer stuff, that only designer stuff I have has been pre-owned, and I just love it so much because it's kind of vintage and it's one of a kind, and it's more affordable than going to the actual store and purchasing it. And yeah, you can make sure you're getting the real thing at eBay.
Maybe you got some extra Christmas money. You know, you can round it all up and go spend it on a nice little gift for yourself on eBay. Go look for some jewelry, maybe like Jay said, a handbag, something like that. When you're finally ready to buy the thing that you love, you have to make sure you're not going to catch a fake. They are everywhere. And again, it's very tough to tell the difference for yourself. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, it's easy. Again, just look for that blue check mark. And you know it's checked by real experts. Whether they're specialized in sneakers, streetwear, watches, jewelry, or handbags, they're real people who really live for this. That way, when it hits your doorstep, not only do you know it's real, but that feeling you get when you put it on is also for real. So ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Okay, my best reality show of the year is Golden Bachelor.
Mm.
So good, new, fresh. Although I feel like it's been a little tainted now at the end, which is really bothering me. Because I don't really know what to believe, but I feel like the way it ended was not, like, it could have been better. Did you watch the ending?
I actually only got through half the last episode, and it got spoiled for me the first time I opened TikTok the morning after, because I didn't even think about it. I wasn't like, I'm going to stay off social media.
Yeah.
The first video was a spoiler. I was like,
well, rad. I will say, I just the entire time, okay, if you don't want spoilers, then stop listening to this part. For Golden Bachelor, but I'm sure it's already been spoiled all over the internet. The entire time, I was just like, oh my gosh, Gary is just the sweetest angel. I'm obsessed. And towards the end, I started like, even though I do think he's very genuine and sweet, I started kind of just being like bothered by the way he was communicating to them, because he was genuinely making each girl think that they were the love of his life. Like the way, yes, overpromising. And I just felt like he's almost like a people pleaser. Like, he just wants them to be so comfortable and he wants, you know, them to be so happy. So he just tells them what they want to hear, kind of, in a way. Even though maybe it wasn't malicious, I'm like, you can't tell a girl, you're the one.
No.
You're the one I can't live without. I'm in love with you. It's me and you. And then one day later be like, it's not you anymore. It's like, what?
And be so cold. It's like, who was it? I think it was Faith that was saying it. When she went home, she was like, when I talked to you afterwards, you were so like out of it. Like when he sent her home and then they went and talked like, on the
bench.
Just like
no connection immediately.
Yeah, he was so like warm and so in love with her, it seemed. And then when they talked, he just gave her the almost cold answers. And was just like, I'm sorry. Yeah. And wasn't as overly, I don't know, affectionate as he usually was.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a bad sign. Men never change.
I know. Yeah, that kind of, and then the other thing that's kind of put a bad taste in everyone's mouth, I think, is like the kind of, not allegations, but things have come out since where it's been like, girl, like women have been like, we were in a very serious relationship for literally a year. And and on the show, he was kind of painting it as like, I haven't had a actual relationship since my wife died. And then come to find out, like, he definitely has.
Yeah.
And I don't know, there are just more things. So I feel like the way it ended, and then he kind of picked, I think in general, people's, like, not people's favorite girl or woman. Although I think they are honestly a good match and I'm happy for them if they're happy. But I feel like just all of it, the way it ended, it was kind of like, oh. But the entire season has been so great. Mm-hmm. I loved the Golden Bachelor. I love the concept. I'm excited if they're going to do Golden Bachelorette. Like, I will be tuning in. So I feel like this revived, honestly, the franchise. So
for sure.
I loved it.
Same. I agree. They didn't announce the Bachelorette, did they?
No.
No, I didn't see.
Not that I know of. Maybe at this point, I don't know.
I hope it's Leslie or Joan.
Yeah, I love them both.
Okay, next one is Best What We Said podcast episode. What was our one on Spotify? Do you remember? It was like a random one.
What do you mean our one on Spotify?
The
top one?
Yeah, our top most listened to episode. We got a Spotify Wrapped and it told us all of these statistics.
I wrote it down. It's Am I the Red Flag?
Oh, that's what it was.
Which shocked me. Like, why would that be the top episode? I mean, there's no reason it shouldn't be, but it just was a random episode.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? The Am I the Red Flag, as I was pondering, that is the concept that I was talking about recently where I was like, oh, we should do one soon where it's like, are they in the wrong? That's what that was.
Yeah.
Yeah. We already did that this
year. We're just trying to get creative and calling it other things.
Like, we should do this groundbreaking concept I just thought of. We've literally already done it. But yeah, Am I the Red Flag was an episode where you guys wrote in and was like, okay, am I in the right? Like, here's what happened. My boyfriend stays out till 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. And we were like, oh, absolutely not. Or, you know, maybe you're over exaggerating, whatever. We kind of gave our 2 cents. So yeah, that was the top episode of the year.
Great. I love it.
What did you have say? Any other favorites?
Yeah, I said that It's Never Too Late. It was like in April that we did.
Oh,
and it
was just
about, we read a bunch of stories of like people, I mean, essentially doing things, you know, later in life than maybe they thought, or following their dreams. Basically, it's never too late to follow your dreams. And I remember that episode just being so...
I loved that
sweet
one.
Sweet and encouraging and inspiring and also unique. I feel like we had never done that concept before, focused on it with those kinds of stories. So I loved it.
I did love that one. I kind of forgot about it until now. One more recent that comes to mind is Things We Don't Understand.
Ugh.
I feel like that was a really fun episode. And again, kind of unique from what we usually do. It wasn't stories or anything, but
I did love that
remember
one.
Us cracking up laughing in that episode. And it was just kind of like a fun, different one.
I loved that episode. We need to do it again.
Oh, mostly because there's plenty of things we don't understand.
I was going to say the list keeps getting longer and longer.
Yes. Okay. Next up is best album, music album.
Okay. I said Lana Del Rey's album, Did You Know There's a Tunnel Under Ocean Avenue? Quite possibly the longest title of an album of all time. But I remember this album specifically because I would listen to it all the time when we were on tour.
Mm.
It was like, you know, when you listen to a song they haven't listened to in a while, it just reminds you of like a time in your life.
Yes.
If you're like me, you just listen to either a song or an album on repeat a million times.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember always listening to that album, getting ready for tour, just around that time. It was like kind of in the springtime and just gives me the best vibes. And also I feel like it was one of her, it's such a good album if you guys haven't listened to it. There's a lot of, my Spotify Wrapped was telling me that you know how it tells you your music taste? It's like mine was a vampire.
I don't know what mine said.
It's like you tend to like more dark and emotional music than other people. Mm-hmm. Like, or I don't know what other categories are. I didn't get, obviously that's the one I got. But that's how I would describe this album. It's very deep and introspective and honestly kind of giving existential crisis a little bit, where she talks about like losing loved ones and will she ever have kids one day and meeting the love of your life, just like very deep concepts. The music's just beautiful as well, and it's a really great album.
I honestly didn't really listen to that album. I listened to it like once, but I think maybe because it was very like slow.
Yeah, there's
and
not a lot of
bad. It wasn't as
popular.
Yeah, popular. Mm-hmm. Well, and I just didn't gravitate towards it as much because it wasn't as like upbeat as some of her other stuff. But I love
definitely.
Lana so much.
So good.
She is so talented. Okay, mine is actually an album from 2022. I'm sorry because I was searching through my Spotify and I'm like, I clearly was not in my music era this year. Like, I really didn't listen to that much music in general, but my top artist of the year was SZA and my top like listened to album was SOS.
Such a good album.
Which is just one of my favorite albums of all time. And clearly if it wasn't from 2022, I think it was towards the end of 2022 though. But I was still listening to it like so much in 2023. And I still will just randomly put it on. I just think that's one of the best albums. I love it so much.
It doesn't get old.
There's like only probably 2 or 3 songs that I'm like, oh, I'm not obsessed. I'm just obsessed with all of them. Mm-hmm. They're so good. I love SZA.
I remember listening to the album when we were doing our vision boards last year.
Yes.
And that was when it was like really popular. So that's probably why, because it's like the beginning of 2023.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
So good.
We need to do that again.
Vision boards?
Yeah, are you hosting it?
I was thinking about that. We definitely should.
I know. I mean, someone else can host it. You just did Thanksgiving, but
that was so fun.
You just did so well last year.
I know. It was really fun. I mean, everyone kind of had to put in the work and print their own photos, which was I feel like it's a lot of work, but it's worth it.
I still look at mine every day. It's in my closet. And Same. It gives me the best energy, the best vibes.
Same. Did a lot of stuff come true for you?
Yes.
Really?
Almost everything. Besides
the very specific house.
I was going to say, I did put a $6 million house address on the vision board. I obviously knew I wasn't going to realistically buy that house or anything, but I've just heard stories. It's like, just why not? Just put it on your vision board. But what I put is like a picture of a key. It was like our first house. And then I added the thing. But we did move into our first house.
True.
So, you know, I'm getting closer.
I know. I feel like a lot of mine came true. Some of it didn't, but some things were replaced by new things that I didn't think. Like, I remember specifically in my vlog, or maybe I just said it to you guys, I was like, this isn't the year of the house. I was like, that's next year, I think. I was like, I just didn't think it was realistic for me to buy a house this year.
Did you put it on your vision board?
No, I didn't put a house on the vision board because I was like, it's not the time.
Yeah.
I was like, that'll be next year. So I didn't put that on it, but then that came true, surprisingly. And then there were certain things I put on that didn't happen. Like, even my, let me address this now in the middle of a random podcast episode. My brand, we haven't had an update on that. I haven't talked about it in probably 8 months. Like, I don't even mention it because it's such a nightmare that I can't even, like, I'll tell you guys all of it one day, but I just, it's like,
you can't.
I can't even get into it. I thought it was going to launch in like February and we're still not even basically close. Like, there's been so much that has happened that's been such an issue that I am not going to put out something that I don't like and that's not perfect. Mm-hmm. So it's going to take a second.
I forgot people haven't heard an update about that
in
forever.
People always, like, whenever I do Q&A, like, do you still have a brand coming out? And I'm like, that is the worst part of me mentioning it. Like, I remember consciously not even talking about it until after I'd been working on it for like almost 2 years. Cause I was like, I don't want to say I'm coming out with something and then it's a year or two later and people just don't. Like, they're like, hello. And then again, that's exactly what happened. I freaking ruined it by mentioning it. I probably jinxed it because I thought it was going to launch in literally 2 months.
I was going to say, in your defense, it wasn't like you're just like, I'm just going to post about it now. It was like you had good reason to believe it was happening so soon.
Yes. I had like everything ready in my, or so I thought.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that. And
the house,
it's
though.
It's not me avoiding it for any other reason other than like there is literally no update for me to give you guys. And hopefully there will be at some point in the future. But until then, just honestly wipe it from your memory and don't plan on it.
Stop thinking about it.
It'll come out one day.
And it will be great when it does.
Yes.
But anyway. You got a trade out though, you know?
For sure. I got something else I wanted. So that's cool. Okay. Best sports team or game, something specific. I put, like, obviously Phoenix Suns, duh. Mm-hmm. That's really the only team I follow religiously. But I also got into my tennis fixation this year. I think I'll be watching more tennis this coming year as well. Obviously, I just root for, like, the U.S. players and specifically, what do they call the tennis wives? Well, I guess neither of them are the wives. But, you know, the girls I follow who are dating tennis players, like, obviously I'm going to root for their boyfriends
because
that's fun and they're from the U.S. But yeah, I've been loving watching tennis, so I feel like that will continue. And then Phoenix Suns, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Coco Gauff.
Mm-hmm. Coco as well.
I have a bunch of different, I came into a lot of different teams this year, I feel like. Last year, you know, I was only really in my Phoenix Suns era. And this year, I started watching football. I started watching baseball. And so the game that I said was the Diamondbacks. I wouldn't call them like my team of the year, but the Diamondbacks game 7 when they were in the semifinals to like get to the World Series.
Uh-huh.
Watching that game was one of the best games ever. So like exhilarating and exciting, obviously, because our team won. But other than that, my team of the year is the Philadelphia Eagles. The Vikings come second, but I'm sorry, they're not doing as good as the Eagles. So I just have to go for the Eagles because of the Jason Kelce of it all, the Jalen Hurts of it all. And they're doing pretty good.
Nice.
And if they don't make it to the Super Bowl, I will cry for like, Jason Kelce and Kylie Kelce. They're really good. If they don't, I don't know. I don't know what would have happened.
I don't know what I'll do.
They have a very good chance. They made it last year, so we'll see.
Nice.
Yeah.
Rooting for them.
Okay, next is the best viral scandal. There's a lot to choose from.
Really? I was going to say there's only one right answer.
Oh.
Scandal.
Well, yeah, there is only one right answer, but there are a lot. If that one hadn't happened, there it would be hard to pick.
Okay, what's the other?
Well, I put Scandoval because it's just, it consumed months of our lives.
Yes.
And to this day, consumes. There, he unfortunately still lives rent-free in the back of my mind.
Oh.
And wouldn't he love Scandoval to hear that?
And wouldn't he love that? And wouldn't he not see a problem with that either? No. He'd be like, what can I say? Well, what's another one that you had thought of?
I was thinking of the Jada and Will Smith of it all this year.
Oh my gosh.
Because that was also a very long one. I don't know if the slap happened this year or last year, but ever since then, it's just been bad news for them. It's like, this man can't escape the Jada, first of all. Like, her book coming out, revealing all these things. Basically, their whole relationship going back and forth and it's just been so long. I don't know what's going on actually even with them.
What did her book revealed something and I'm forgetting at the moment. Like it was basically something kind of a bomb that was like, wait, what?
They haven't been married or like they hadn't considered them each other husband and wife in like
years, right?
Yeah, years.
And they don't like sleep. They don't live together. Something like that, right? It was something extreme.
Yeah. And that like Tupac was actually her soulmate. And like,
I'm sorry, what? I don't know about that.
You don't?
No.
Oh, they were like really good friends. I don't know if they dated before he died, but she basically was saying like we were soulmates. We were, you know, meant to be. And everyone's
I'm shook.
There's an SNL skit where she came on just recently. She, not her, pretending to be her. And she, it was really funny. You guys should watch it because it was just encompassing everything that I was just like, dude.
Oh no.
This is so bad. Like we love honesty and openness, but
at what cost?
At what cost?
Yeah, that's
it just
next
makes
level.
It makes Will look so bad, unfortunately. And her. Like, and not because not in a way where it's like, wow, he's whatever, but it's just hurting his character, I'm sure, and his own personal dignity every time. Your wife's just like, this was my soulmate. Oh, by the way, I'm the one that's going to tell everyone we haven't been married. But he slapped a guy and like basically ruined his whole career for me. But
yeah.
Like, he's not my soulmate,
but I
though.
Don't even like him. It's like, oh. Yikes. That's.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
We're going to jump into an ad to talk about Rocket Money. Do you ever feel like money is just flying out of your bank account and you have no idea where it's going? Yes, I do feel like that. Thanks for asking. Well, one problem could be that you have a lot of subscriptions that you don't remember you signed up for. Maybe a free trial. Maybe you're double paying for a subscription. And Rocket Money helped me figure that out. I've actually been using Rocket Money pretty religiously the last year or so. And I was just telling JC how I'll check and it'll tell me how much more I spent than last month, how much if I, you know, was a good girl and saved this month. And it also just tells you all of your reoccurring charges. So you can really keep track of your finances. And I feel like this is such a good thing to sign up for when the new year comes around and you're ready to, you know, buckle down and get serious. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills.
You can see all of your subscriptions in one place, and if you see something you don't want, you can cancel it with a tap. You never have to get on the phone with customer service, which is amazing. I freaking hate being on the phone for hours with someone just to like get a simple task done. So this is really nice that they do all of the work for you. They'll even try to get you a refund for the last couple of months of wasted money and negotiate to lower your bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is take a picture of your bill and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over $500 million in canceled subscriptions, which is absolutely insane. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. That is rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid. rocketmoney.com/whatwesaid.
We are talking about Macy's. We love Macy's. And the New Year's is coming up. And we all know we love to wear sparkles on New Year's Eve. Let's just admit it. We love to look cute, sparkly, maybe a gold accent here or there for our New Year look. And Macy's has got all of the New Year's Eve looks to start your year off right. So not only do they have really like beautiful dresses, maybe some pants, a nice blouse, or as we call it, going out top, but they also have really, really cute accessories. For instance, I was looking at a couple of their Coach bags. They have like just regular ones you can wear every day, like a nice tan one or, you know, a more neutral color. But they also have really beautiful green, red, like a maroonish color that I was looking at. And you can just get everything that you want at Macy's.
If you go to Macy's.com, you can also just obviously search for whatever you want to find. They have tons and tons of stuff, but specifically if you just type in like sequin dresses or sequin tops, they have so many options and, you know, they got lots of sparkles going on. They also have amazing accessories, like Chelsea mentioned, purses, shoes, bags, whatever, but also lots of skincare and makeup. So if you're trying to look for that perfect red lip, if you want a certain lipstick, or if you want like sparkly eyeshadow for your New Year's Eve look, Macy's has definitely got you covered. They have tons and tons of stuff. So if you guys are interested and you're in the mood to shop, check out Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. That is Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. Okay, switching gears, best makeup product of the year.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
I said the Refi. Is that how you say it? Refi?
Yeah,
Refi?
I think so.
First of all, I love that brand. They don't actually have like tons of products, which I actually like, but their gloss highlighter. I found a lot of new makeup this year from Tour, speaking of Tour, over and over again, but I was able to really explore with putting on a full face, where it's mm-hmm. like you don't often have the opportunity to really do stage makeup and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So my favorite product that I would use on Tour, and now ever since, because I feel like it looks good on stage, looks good just clean makeup, is their gloss highlighter. It's like a, well, it is what it sounds like. It's a gloss highlighter. It's like a liquidy kind of lotion almost. You put it on your cheekbones, like on the bridge of your nose. And I would also put it on my collarbones, and it just adds like a shimmer and a glow to you.
I've never used it. I love Refi though.
Mm-hmm.
I love their brow stuff.
Yes, their brow stuff's so good.
I put the Hourglass Veil Hydrating Skin Tint. It's what I've been wearing on my face pretty much just for like my everyday makeup for the past, just since it came out, which was a few months ago. But it's just one of those products where I just instantly loved it. It like doesn't make my skin break out. And I feel like it just gives like a nice tint and glow to your face without being a ton of coverage. But I've loved it. And it's been like just a really great base.
Finding a good makeup foundation or skin tint or anything like that is a lifelong journey.
It
so
is.
When you find a good one, you keep it forever.
And when it like matches your skin really mm-hmm. well and you're just like, yep, this is it. Okay, next is best habit you implemented.
You can go first.
Well, this one's going to blow your guys' mind.
I can't wait.
I have two and I've been doing them for a while, but this question was making me reflect like, oh, wow, I don't have any new habits that I've been implementing, which is concerning me. That, you know, when I'm thinking of like, oh, what are my good habits? I'm like, yikes.
Yeah.
I can't think of many. These are two things that I'm very good at, I will say, and that I have been very consistent with for this entire year, which is number one, reading before bed and red light at night. Every single night, like literally I don't have a choice because the lamp next to my bed has a red light bulb in it. So that just winds me down so nicely at night. Like every night when I get into bed, the red light is on and that's all that's on in my room. So it's like very, you know, glowy and dimly lit. And I feel like it like makes my brain be like, okay, it's nighttime. It's time to go to sleep. And reading on my Kindle, I pretty much do that every single night. That makes it so that I'm in turn not on my phone at night, which really helps me fall asleep. And I do think that I get better sleep when I do that. So I've been talking about that for a long time, which is why I'm like, yeah, you guys know this, but I really have been very consistent with that specific habit, and I do think it helps me a lot. And then the next one, which is also not cool at all, is just going on nightly walks. Like pretty much every night when the sun is setting around that time before dinner, late night, I go on a walk and with Lady, and it's just like my favorite little activity, wind down kind of mm-hmm. gets my mind. Like I never bring my phone on the walk, and it just is a nice time to like shut off and be done with work, do that, come home, eat dinner, and then have my nice little nighttime routine.
Yeah.
So
you got your evening locked and loaded.
Yes. The morning I've been working on for 6 years and I still wake up and go on TikTok, and then like I have the worst morning routine. I cannot.
I know.
I will be good at I'll be good at a morning routine for a little bit, but I'm like, clearly I'm not implementing habits that I can stick to and that I enjoy enough because
yeah,
it's not sticking.
Well, so. I was going to say I'm the opposite. I actually love my morning routine, but I'm so bad at my night routine. I wonder if it's because
you're like a morning person. Yeah. And I'm a night person.
Like probably. I just enjoy the morning more. So I'm more motivated to like, you know, make things happen and do something that makes me feel good. But at night, not
really.
Good.
I'm opposite. I feel like,
I mean, it's like a feat if I do my skincare and remember to do that before I go to bed.
Really?
There's no order at all. Probably because like Case has a very specific night routine. And then I, at the end of it, I'm like, okay, I'm watching TV and
just going to bed.
We'll see what time I end up in bed.
Yeah.
And with what done.
True. I mean, I'm sure that does change the dynamic. And it probably helps your morning routine that he like wakes up and you have to,
yeah,
whatever. I don't know. I obviously don't. I don't have anything to live for. So I wake up every morning and I'm just like, another day. Like, I'm not a morning person. Never have been.
Yeah.
But we'll get there.
I said the best habit that I implemented is, don't be triggered when I say this word, okay?
Oh, no.
Journaling with Notion. And it's not like journaling, okay, like we've said in the past. This year, I actually have really stuck with journaling. And it's because I use the app Notion. I think I might have mentioned this on the podcast, but I've also talked about it on my YouTube, is I've always tried to journal. And it's kind of the same thing you were just saying. I will do it for a little bit. Like if I get a new journal, I'll do it for like 2 weeks. Maybe, if that. But this I've been so consistent with. It's so easy to, if I, you know, forget for a week, it's so easy to get back into it. And I never feel like I'm overwhelmed. I literally just have entries on my Notion in like a folder. And I just go in. I can do it on my iPad. I can do it on my phone. I can do it from anywhere. So if I'm like about to go to bed and I have this like, oh, today we did this. It was so fun. I'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm going to write that down. I forgot. And then it's just so easy for me to get in the habit. And now I have almost, I started a little bit into the year, but I have so many just like daily memories written down that I can like look back on. And it's been great.
Nice.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's so nice to have.
And they're not long. They're like a couple sentences long. And sometimes I'll try and do like a different, like one specifically I have for pregnancy that I won't do every day. But like, it's usually when I'm feeling really bad. Like, I'll, like, write down. It's, like, entry. It's not, like, ever a good update.
It was the worst day.
Yeah, it's, like, I'm so tired. I'm so sick. The next one, it's, like, I'm even sicker than I was before.
Awesome. I have a bunch of journals. I was, like, looking through this box. This is a while ago. And I have so many journals that I've started that'll be, like, January 1st, January 2nd, January 6th.
Yes.
January 30th and then nothing else. Yeah. It's just,
but you can't throw them away because you have four entries.
But my point was, even those entries, I'm like, wait, I'm so glad I have this documented. Like I had documented when we moved to California for the first time. And I was like, we just moved here. I remember like reading through. It was like kind of detailed and long. I was like, we did this. We ate here. Like we're so excited.
So
we drove
fun.
Through this neighborhood. And that was how I knew our main goal is to live in blank, which is where we live now. And I was like, we want to buy a house one day. It'll probably take a long time, but doing that. And then it was like so cute to look back on.
I want
to
cry.
Oh my gosh.
You need to frame that in your new house.
I know. I do. I need to go back and find it. But yeah, it's so nice to have things documented. I feel like I am really good at that with pictures. Like I'm really good at documenting things with photos, but never really with my words.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to remember. That's why I like the, you know, as romantic as writing it in a journal, like physical, I feel like there is something special about that. It's so hard to remember. Mm-hmm. It's so hard to have that item, like that one journal that you go to all the time. It's just so unrealistic. That's why it's like, okay, we use our phone anyways. Why are we hiding from it? Let's just, you know, use that or our iPad or whatever we're on at the end of the day.
Definitely.
All right. Next one is best app of the year.
I have to give a shout out to Tezza.
Ooh, yes.
I feel like that's one of my most used apps, honestly. Even if I'm just turning down like the exposure or the luminance of a photo or something. There's so many cute film little like presets and stuff. And yeah, a lot of people when I post on Instagram or on my stories will ask like how I edit them. And I've been editing with Tezza for years and I truly don't alter them too much. But I feel like it's such a great app for whether you want to do like a fun Polaroid type filter on your photo. Or use it for like the templates that they have, like for stories, if you want to post multiple photos in one frame or whatever. Or if you just want to like alter the tones or something of a photo, it's great. And we love Tezza.
I love their blur option too.
So cute.
For like very artsy photos. Yeah. Shout out Tezza. Very cool app.
And it's just like, you know, not to make this about us, but it's cool that we know them. Yeah. And like, I'm genuinely so proud of them. I cannot believe what they've created. I mean, I can, because Tessa is so creative and so is Cole, her husband, and they're just such a great duo. But I think to see how much the app has grown is like really, really cool.
Insane.
And
yeah.
just so impressive. So shout out Tessa.
True. Well, I mean, going along with what I just said, my favorite app of the year, I feel like, is Notion. It's just a great note-taking app. I use
love
it
Notion.
For a lot of the podcasts that we do when my iPad is actually charged. I didn't use it this time, but it's great on an iPad. I've never used it on my laptop or anything, but it's just so great for everything. I have so many different things. It's so easy to organize your notes. I feel like I like it better than the Notes app. Notes app's great for like random to-do lists here and there, but for actual organization and things you want to remember and be able to go back to and, you know, have things linked in folders. It's so nice.
It's so nice. We've been documenting all of our house stuff on Notion, like receipts that we have and expenses of things and ideas for things. And it's so organized. It's really, really nice. I love Notion too. Okay, best internet beef.
Okay, mine's very recent.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's the TikTok drama that we were talking about, but it's Hallie and Sophia. What's Hallie? What are their last names? I actually don't know. Hallie.
I actually don't know Hallie's last name. Because her TikTok handle is like.
I think it's just Hallie.
Hallie M, like something like that.
But it's Hallie and Sophia LaCourte. They're TikTokers in New York, influencers. And
her name is Hallie Kate on TikTok.
I'm sure you've seen it if you're on TikTok. I mean, I didn't even follow either of these people and it still got pushed to my algorithm. And do you want to explain the drama?
Wait, did she delete it?
Ooh.
I think she might have deleted one of the things.
Oh, maybe the beef is squashed.
Well, this is a tricky one because I am mutuals with both of them on TikTok. Like,
oh, you are
follow,
both of them?
Yeah, we follow each other both on TikTok. And so I was like shocked when I saw this because it's like I've met Sophia and in New York. They're both New York influencers. I've never met Hallie, but we're just like TikTok friends. But basically, Hallie was dating a guy for a while. I'm actually not sure how long they were dating. I want to say like almost a year, maybe like 8 or 9 months. And he broke up with her and she had been kind of public, like her page was not about her relationship whatsoever, but like everyone knew she had a boyfriend and she would post about him sometimes and stuff.
It wasn't a secret.
It wasn't a secret. And then she got broken up with and she started posting about that because, you know, she shares her life. So she was just like, well, I got dumped. Like, you know, it is what it is. And she was saying like, I actually really appreciate him. He was just honest with me. He told me I wasn't the love of his life. And like, even though that hurts, I can appreciate the honesty and like, you know, so then she was kind of documenting her breakup, just being like, whatever, today was super hard. I took down all my Christmas decorations because we had put them up together and it was just making me so sad to look at them because I thought I was going to be spending the holidays with them, just stuff like that. And she's very much like an open book on the internet, just being like, oh, this breakup has been so hard, but here's what I did today for myself, whatever. So basically, the internet knew she got dumped, okay? Like she got broken up with, we're all watching her breakup videos, whatever. She is friends with Sophia and apparently, her and Sophia are together on like a Thursday night at like an influencer event or something because they're both New York influencers. Okay. So they both run in very much the same circle. And her boyfriend's met her, Sophia, before too, like because they've run in the same circle. So they've Hallie's ex boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
So then Hallie and Sophia are together on like a Thursday night. They go to an influencer dinner together. Sophia's at Hallie's apartment before the dinner, like leaves her bag there. They're friends, like they're pretty good friends. And basically, while they are together at that dinner, apparently, allegedly, Sophia DMs Hallie's ex-boyfriend and is like, I want to go on a date with you, basically.
And Hallie was saying she was talking about the breakup that night.
Oh, yeah, yeah, definitely. Like, Sophia knows. Yes, yeah. Sophia knows. They are broken up. It's been devastating for Hallie, all this stuff. I'm not going to keep going into all the details, but basically, they go on a date, like her ex-boyfriend that they've broken up only like 2.5-3 weeks ago. And her friend end up going on a date the next night after these two girls were together. They were hanging out. They were talking about it. And then the next night she goes on a date with him. And she's the one who asked, apparently. And again, this is like Not that I have any loyalty to either of them. I just feel weird because normally I feel like you're talking about characters.
Yeah.
But it's like, I feel like I kind of actually know them, and I literally have met Sophia and she was so sweet and nice. So it's like, I feel weird now just dogging on her, but this is obviously not cool
yeah.
at all. So very shocking. I don't know what's going to come of it. This is recent when we're recording this, but basically, then Hallie posted and was like, oh, cool.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that I was thought I was friends with literally just went on a date with my ex-boyfriend.
It's one thing, too, if he asked Sophia, the boyfriend, mm-hmm. like a couple weeks later, like, well, I'm actually super interested in you, and Sophia agrees. That's wild in and of itself. To be the one pursuing, unless he is
so
literally
recently.
The love of your life and you know it, that's wild to mm-hmm. do to someone.
It's not
specifically
cool.
a friend. So I feel like that internet like beef. I mean, you could say this Haley Selena, but I'm so sick of that.
I'm
it's like
so sick
I don't
of it
even
too.
Think that was the best beef of the internet. It was so annoying.
No. Yeah. Yeah, we'll see how this one turns out, I guess. But then, you know, everyone was being so mean to Sophia, being like, Team Hallie, like on her page, mm-hmm. everyone was just being super mean. And then Hallie was like, okay, guys, like I don't want someone to be sent all this hate. Like, that's not what I want. Which I feel like that is kind of the worst part about internet beef is, like, you post about something and then people just, I don't know, go and yeah. hate on the person so much and it becomes something where, like, wait, now I feel bad. Like, even though I'm mm-hmm. mad at this person,
I don't want
them to be literally annihilated online. Like, yeah. no one deserves that. So, anyway, yeah, we'll see how it all pans out. But that'll be interesting because they very much do have, like, a lot of mutual friends. So mm-hmm. I'm curious how that's going to go. I feel like that's really hard to come back from.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I chose Tana Mojo and Bryce Hall.
Oh, loved that one too.
That one,
so silly.
If you know, you know. And it was just silly, but funny. Funny nonetheless. And I feel like everyone was on Tana's side. Like,
yeah.
Everyone's like, come on.
And I love when the beef is so not serious. Where yeah. it's like, well, that was like, she was hurt by that he was like, basically, we don't know each other.
Yeah.
But it's also just so blown out of proportion.
Just, yes.
Like, they're getting sent death threats because he was like, we're not really friends. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny to get death threats at all, but.
No, that was wild, honestly. Basically, Bryce Hall and Tana Mojo were friends. Like,
According to Tana,
they've always been, like, pretty good friends. They've hung out tons of different times, like, for work, not for work. They just, like, run in the same circles. They've known each other. And then on a podcast, Bryce was like, oh, I don't really like Tana. Like, we're actually not friends. And then they're like, what would you consider her? And he's like, a mutual, I guess. And so then it became this whole joke that, and I feel like Tana is so good at just like, she,
milking
I don't even,
it.
Yes, milking it and also like not letting it define her and just being like, playing into it, really. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw that she just was with him, like, they were at an event
yeah.
and he was there. Did you see that?
No, but she's so, I can guess what you're going to say.
They were like at a poker night and he was there.
Bye.
And she like took a photo and he's in the photo. She's like playing poker with my mutual. Like, it's just like, she plays into it and it's so funny.
It's so funny.
Because she's never like butthurt about it, which I feel like that's such a good trait. Like,
yeah.
She's just, anyway, but it became this whole joke. And I was actually watching the canceled podcast. They were, she was mentioning something about that. She's like, oh, I actually saw Bryce and he said this. I can't remember what she said. Tana was saying this. Brooke's like, sounds pretty friendly. Like, it was just making me laugh. Like, it's the dumbest thing, but it turned into the hugest,
yeah.
like, literal fight.
Mm-hmm. Like a big internet inside
it's
joke.
Like, are they friends or are they mutuals? It's just cracking me up.
Sounds friendly. Brooke kills me.
She's
so funny.
They're both so funny. Anywho. Okay, next we have the best personal era.
So many eras.
So many eras this year. What was yours?
I said my running era. Slang. I almost said this as my habit that I implemented, but I don't feel right saying that because I couldn't do it after I got pregnant and sick. But it gave me, like, I will get back into it at some point, probably postpartum. I mean, don't hold me to that too quickly, but, you know, at some point I will. And I just feel like it gave me a new lust for life. Like, it gave me a new hobby to explore and to give me confidence. I feel like it made me feel, even though we're not old at all, but when you're approaching your 30s, I feel like you do start to physically maybe start doubting your own
abilities.
Yeah, abilities. And this really helped me, like, training for the half and setting goals and reaching them was such an exciting, motivating thing. And I was so proud of myself for doing it as long as I did. And so I loved that era. Hopefully I'll come back next year.
That was a slay. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you'll be back in it in no time.
Yeah, my Apple Watch is just staring at me like, please use me soon.
Would you run now that, like, in your pregnancy or not really?
I talked to my doctor and I was like, I did it before. And now that I'm starting to feel good, would I be able to? And she was like, you can, like, start and just see how it goes. Like, if you have, like, spotting or anything, like, maybe not. So I think I might just try to do, I've just been walking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm just going to try and ease into it. I feel like now that I have a stomach, it feels so weird to like run.
That would be really
like
weird.
Like a bump.
And even though you probably
and
like.
Big boobs now. Like my boobs were gone when I was running. It was so amazing and nice. Now I have the girls are back and.
You feel like you're going to like hurt your baby. Like I feel like.
Like running?
Yeah. Like doing things like that. It would be like, wait, am I going to like.
That's what.
Even though you're definitely yeah. not.
No, you're not
it's
because
so
they're
weird.
They're in like basically a zero gravity little sack.
So bizarre.
No, I know. It's so weird. I just feel like it would feel weird at this point. Like I don't know. We'll see. I'm going to go on a treadmill and like try and speed walk.
Nice.
Soon. And I'll keep you updated on that. But I'm also not really going to beat myself up if I'm not, you know, training for a marathon by the end of this pregnancy.
For sure. My best personal era is very predictable, I would say. And that's my hoe era, obviously.
Oh, yes. Was your Kendall era last year in 2022?
Went into 2023, but it started in 2022.
I can't believe that.
And it was the biggest, I think, in 2022.
That feels like yesterday.
I know. It's really crazy.
Sorry, continue with your hoe era.
No, my hoe era was, I'm still in it. Don't get me wrong. However.
You can never come out of it.
No, I'll never be out of it. I'll always be in it. But I feel like it really took form in spring of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking back at my Instagram. The outfits were the most ho-ish at that time. I wore my first like actual on tour. I wore like a strapless, you know.
Oh, yeah.
My feathers, which like I never really do that. And yeah, I was just in full ho form.
Liberating.
In spring of 2023. And I also just feel like that was such a fun. I was looking back at my feed and it was like, we went on our trip to Solvang. We went on tour. It was just a fun little era.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my best era of the year.
We went on a lot of trips this year together specifically.
We did. Honestly, we did.
Like the Solvang of it all. Tour, obviously, which was like a million trips. Then we went to St. Bart's. So fun.
So fun. St. Bart's like feels like so long ago, but it wasn't.
Oh my gosh.
So fun. Okay, well, speaking of tour for the billionth time, best what we said tour moment. I have two things.
Okay, you go first.
My first is just like an overarching moment, and that was our New York City shows because both of our families were there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, your mom and Abby were there, and my parents, my brothers, were both my brothers there? Or just one? Maybe just one of them. But yeah, my family was there, your family was there, and I feel like just performing, if you will,
mm-hmm.
talking in front of you guys in New York City was such a surreal,
yeah.
cool moment. We stayed in such like that beautiful hotel and I just feel like overarching, like that was such a fun time. Such
I loved
a fun iconic
it.
Moment.
It was so fun.
A niche moment is we had posted, or maybe it wasn't that we had posted yet, but basically we were in San Francisco trying to find an Uber. We couldn't find where it was parked and we were like walking in literal feathers, sparkles, no clothes, essentially
yeah.
down a street that is so unsafe. I have no words. Like, and it's like nighttime too. It's like approaching nighttime.
The most unsafe street.
The most unsafe neighborhood.
Which we didn't know, obviously.
No. And we were just cracking up trying to find our Uber. Literally couldn't be asking for more attention. Like in hot pink and bright blue, like leather, sparkles, just everything. And
6-inch heels.
6-inch heels. And our coats are like flying off us. And we're just like trying to find this Uber. And it was so chaotic. And then afterwards, I had posted our hotel. I got all these messages. They're like, that's such a beautiful hotel, but it is in the scariest part of town. They're like, be very, very careful. Like, that's a really like unsafe part of town. And I was just reflecting. I'm like, oh. Not us like going on a walk, basically,
no.
in no clothes. Like,
no wonder the doormen were like rushing us inside.
Yeah, they're
whenever
like, okay, anyway, it just looking back, I'm like, we are idiots. And like,
no.
we're just girls. What can you say?
Oh, but my gosh, I forgot
there's
about
so many
that.
Funny little moments like that.
I know. And some of them that I was thinking of, obviously, did we talk about that Uber ever?
I don't think we did.
Not in like detail, but we had the craziest Uber experience, you guys. Like, we had paid for extra space because we had all our bags and we're going to the airport. And this car pulls up.
What city was that in? Chicago?
I think it was maybe
San Francisco. Maybe it was.
Maybe it was San Francisco.
I don't remember either.
Yeah, I don't remember, but first of all, the car was tiny. It was literally a Toyota Corolla or something.
It could not have been smaller.
No leg room, no room in the back. Like, our bags barely fit. We're like, okay, why did we pay extra for this? He had his seat completely back.
Literally reclined as if he's like taking a nap.
The tallest man I've ever seen. I can't even express. He should have been an NBA player. He was so big and tall. It's like, we had no room. We get in
no
and
room.
Just takes because she's like, love the leg room. And
that was my trip, my era where I started hating Uber.
Yes.
Remember? I was like, wait, yes. This is not worth it. Like, every Uber we would get, we would pay for extra space or whatever. And it would be the worst car. Like, worse than just a normal one if I didn't pay extra. I was like,
why are we paying extra?
Anyway.
And he just said the most out of pocket things. We were borderline scared. And also just like nervous laughing, like, when are we going to arrive? And it was just, I messaged JC a couple days ago. I was just like, remember that Uber? That was insane.
Unreal.
He was speeding. It was crazy.
He was speeding it was unreal.
I can't, he was asking us just questions that I can't even remember, but we were just like, oh yeah, okay. The other memory that I have at an actual show, during a show, was, and don't let this encourage further behavior, okay, at any of our other shows, but I have to talk about the precious angel girl who got up, was a little inebriated. And it was during our trivia. And she raised her hand and came up. Was she wearing a t-shirt with like your face on it?
Yes.
It was like JC Jenner or something. She was so out of pocket as well. She was like grabbing the mic, going up to the front of the stage, getting the crowd riled up. Like, hey! I think it was Chicago.
No, it was. Yeah, it was Chicago. It was like our biggest show too.
Yeah.
Like, it was a big.
Born to be on stage.
It's like, what's up, Chicago? We're like, okay.
And then she turns around. She's like, these girls saved my life. Literally starts bawling. Like, the highs and the lows of it. And then afterwards, we're like trying to get her information. But she was not listening.
She's not well.
And I was like, okay, her friends, please make sure she gets home safe, first of all. Second of all, that she remembers to like email us and all this stuff.
Because she like won merch or something. Because she did trivia. Yeah. Yeah. That was next level. It was hilarious. Like, I feel like everyone thought it was funny, but it was, we're like, what's coming next?
Yeah.
It's scary when you have people on stage, you don't know what's going to come out of their mouth next.
We don't pick them before.
No, we have no idea. But honorable mention, the man literally falling off the stage in San Francisco. Our tech guy.
And he was so nice.
So nice. Went to step off the stage, fell 6 feet. I kid you not.
Oh my gosh.
Literally was like
so
rolling
funny.
On the ground. We're like, oh.
And later in the show, people were trying to hook up with him. They're like, hey, the guy that works here.
They loved him. Oh my gosh, it was not okay.
That's so funny.
Okay, we're going to rapid fire through the rest of these. Celebrity crush of the year.
Okay, I had two. Jalen Hurts, obviously. If you don't know, you need to know. Look him up. He's the quarterback of the Eagles. Or Jacob Elordi.
Nice.
Love him.
Love that he carries bags. Like, that he carries purses.
Oh, yeah. I just know, like, in general, I'm like, yeah.
It's a sleigh.
As a man should.
It's a sleigh. Like, I feel like that's going to, I mean, I feel like a lot of guys carry bags and kind of purses, but
yeah.
I feel like he's making it popular and maybe like masculine or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, because how annoying to be a guy and not carry around a purse.
Oh, so annoying.
I know, because the annoyingness falls onto me when Leif's like, can you put this in your purse? I'm like, I wish you had a freaking purse.
Seriously.
So I have not evolved at all. Mine's still Devin Booker.
Loyal.
I'm loyal. He's doing better than ever. And don't get it twisted, because I know some of you guys are going to be like, stop holding on to the Kendall stuff. You guys, this has nothing to do with Kendall. Do you guys know that the Kendall, if you are a real one, you know that the Kendall Jenner conspiracy theory came from me talking about Devin Booker.
Yeah.
The whole theory started with me being at a Suns game because I love Devin Booker. Okay, so let's get one thing straight. And if I'm one thing, I'm loyal. And I love that man.
Your obsession with Devin Booker came before Kendall's obsession with you.
Exactly.
Maybe simultaneously.
We are
sure of the timeline.
We're unsure because we're connected by an invisible thread, Kendall and I, apparently. So I don't know when things started or ended, but I love that man. And he's doing so well. He's having a really great season. So it only furthers my infatuation. Okay. Favorite listener story of the year?
Mine is the mother-in-law peeing in the car.
Unreal.
Unreal. That sticks with me and will stick with me for the rest of my life.
Was it peeing or pooping?
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I think it was just peeing, wasn't it? Oh my gosh. I think it was pooping.
I think it might have been pooping.
Oh my gosh. Even worse. I think you're right. I think in my mind, I had to tell myself it was just peeing.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I'll have to double check. I didn't even think about that. I didn't even question it.
That was absolutely out of pocket. My favorite listener story is when the girl wrote in, this is a niche reference. This was like a random one, but when she wrote in saying her boyfriend was like, he cheated and he was like, it's because you are so amazing. It was too good to be true. I couldn't believe that I actually had you. It seemed so unreal that I just cheated.
No.
Please.
That's a new level.
A new low.
Oh my gosh. We have so many good stories though. Shout out to you guys. The best audience of 2023 goes to you guys, the Valley Girls. That wasn't even a topic, but just need to give you guys a shout out. Okay. Most used quote or saying. Mine is 100%. I actually don't know if I say 1,000% or 100% more, but either one. Or she ate.
Mine is very unfortunately slay.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
1,000%. And you ate every time.
And you ate and left no crumbs. Slay. Mine is 100% slay. And I know.
Mine's probably slay too.
I feel like slay is going to be one of those things we look back on and is like really cringe.
And will be so insufferable to listen to an old episode.
So, so embarrassing. Like, I have a feeling, give it 3 years, we're going to be like, oh my gosh, that is so annoying that we said that so much.
How do I go about speaking in a way where I don't have something like that though? If it's not slay, it's going to be the next thing.
Totally. And that's just how trends are. And if you're, you know, in the social media.
Mm-hmm. But even in high school, when we weren't on social media, we would say the same, like, neat, perfect. We'd do the same thing.
Awesome. Always.
Yep. How do you not do things like that?
I don't know. We've always kind of been like that, where we have like a little, like we have terms and a lingo that we like use to death. Mm-hmm. We've always been that way. Okay. Favorite new influencer of the year. I am going to choose Mads Mitch on TikTok. You may have seen her. I followed her and she messaged me and was like, I'm a Valley Girl. Like, I love you. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're kidding. I knew I liked you because you're so funny.
I knew you had good taste.
Wait,
show me her.
This is her? Oh, shoot. Do you recognize her?
I don't think so.
Really?
I have someone new to follow.
She does different like lists. So she'll be like, things that have the power to resuscitate me.
Oh,
certified jump scares. Like things that deflate me. And she'll just talk about like words we need to bring back or like, things that qualify you as God's bravest soldier. And she'll just do like lists. And she's super funny and she's just cute. And I like her. I like her vibe. So
I love a good new recommendation.
She's a recent find and I love her. Mads Mitch on TikTok.
My favorite new influencer of the year is only new to me. She's not like new on the scene by any means, but I've just loved her content this year. And that is Hannah Burner.
Love.
She's so funny. She's like the ultimate girl's girl. Everyone wants to be her friend. I love how when she interviews celebrities, like she just interviewed Julia Fox. She's interviewed Hailey Bieber. And she's so
good at it, first of all.
And she's so sweet. And then also, I think she was on Canceled, I think. And I think that's where I heard it. And her personality, she's so funny, like self-deprecating and just really relatable. But then also, she's so inspiring. Like her mindset just in life in general, she's very uplifting as well. So it's like the best of both worlds. Love her.
She's supposed to be on our podcast. Like we had talked about it.
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll get her on in 2024. Love her. She's a queen. Best recipe or food fixation? Mine is soup in general, but more specifically tortellini soup. I've made that a lot recently and just like in the fall and winter months, and it's so easy and it's just such a comfort meal. It's so good.
Okay.
It's been my fave.
Oh, sorry. Literally cuts you off. I'm like, anyways.
No, go ahead.
Talk for done. 1 second about your soup. I'm like, make me some. Anyways, this is mine. Okay. My first is so not groundbreaking, but Mexican food has been my fixation of the year. I just literally have a burrito almost every single day, or
sounds so good right now.
Even soup, like I will make like tortilla soup or something like that. I just love beans, corn, like guacamole,
beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
literally. And I just find myself eating it all the time. It's also very easy to make as well. But the other thing that's newer this year is the recipe I got from actually doing Kenzie Burke's Body Forward Challenge, which was like a cleanse I did a while ago. And there was a recipe in there. It's really simple to make. It's just baked. I think they're called Japanese sweet potato or purple potatoes. Purple sweet potatoes. I don't know. And then she just has like this tahini dip that you make. It's super easy. It's literally tahini, lemon and stuff. And you dip it with like Dijon mustard. It's so easy to make. It's so yummy. It's like fun, elevated way to eat French fries, I guess. Case loves it. And I make it all the time.
Yum. Need it.
We'll switch. You make me soup.
Yeah. Mine's a lot harder.
Potatoes. I was going to say, I'm like, I just pop them in the oven.
Best clothing trend. Okay, this is shoes technically, but I have loved that like pointed toe heels and boots and things like that are in style. I feel like it's very flattering and like, I don't know.
I love pointed toes.
It makes things feel very elevated when like for my mom's birthday, I just wore this like white sweater and jeans, but then I had on these kind of like metallic pointed toe mules kind of things that I have from Free People. And I'm like, this just made the outfit. Mm-hmm. Like if I was wearing sneakers, it would not be the same, but these make things look so cute.
It adds like an angle literally to it. Yeah. I also said shoes. I said loafers, even though obviously these are kind of classic, but I feel like specifically this fall and winter, loafers and, well, yeah, I guess just loafers is what I'm talking about. I have some slip-on ones. I have regular just like Doc Marten loafers and I see them everywhere and I'm only seeing more and more and I'm not sick of them. And I feel like you could wear them forever. They're just such like a...
So classic.
Yeah, such a cool look. I don't know. It gives like just effortless.
It does. Gives cool girl too.
Mm-hmm. Least favorite internet trend. Did you do like a viral or like, sorry, like a TikTok trend?
Let me tell you what mine is.
Okay.
I think I like
this I almost life. Said the same thing. Like it's cute concept in the first place. I'm like, oh, sweet. But that song. Did you see? Who's that one creator that was?
Yes, Elise. Yes. Elise. Oh my gosh,
she did it perfectly too.
So there are certain sounds. I felt the same way. Like the first few I saw, I was like, oh, this is cute. It's like,
I think I like this little life.
I like almost considered using it. Like that's how much it was not, it didn't bother me the first time I saw it. But I think after like countless just, I think I like this little, I'm like, I can't do this anymore. Yeah. Stop posting that sound.
I'm done with it.
I'm done with it. So that's my
beautiful
current.
Voice.
Yeah.
Beautiful song. Annoying as hell.
Just the overconsumption of it. Truly, I can't. I feel that. Oh, you know what one is really bad too? Was the like staking out your yacht for the Riz or whatever. Like, I don't even care if I sound like a grandma. Get that song off of TikTok.
The way it gets stuck in my head the second I hear it.
I don't mind the actual original one. Like, I like it. The one that's like sticking out your tongue for the picture.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I like that one.
The Giat one gets stuck in my head.
I'm like,
and I find myself,
what have you done?
Singing it like a 14-year-old boy. I'm like, why is this in my head? No, get something so else bad. In place of it. You it's know what? My least favorite, and it's haunting.
What?
And it's every month.
The first Wake of the month.
Up. It's the first of the month. And it's giving email chain.
It's
giving like, if you don't send this to 5 people, your grandma will die tonight. People literally be like, I didn't do this last month and I lost my home. And so you're like, I don't do it for that reason because people are like so
annoying.
You have to wake this. You have to use this sound. Last month, I made $100 million because I used this sound. I'm like, you guys, give it up. It's a cute sound. Like it started out fine when you just do it the first month. If you just want to show your first outfit of the month, but let's not.
We've Let's overdone leave it at that. Anything We've overdone, overdone it. Is just, it's done.
Leave that in 2023. If Absolutely. I see one of those January 1st, you've ruined my whole
year.
Oh,
you've ruined 2024.
Wake up. It's the first of the month.
No, you're so right. Like, just let it die, please.
Let it die. Let it die.
All right. Last one. Best purchase of 2023.
Your
I was
house?
Like, yeah, I was asking Leif. I'm like, what do you think? He's like, our house. I'm like, oh, yeah. So that's definitely. Definitely my answer is my home. Excited for the renovations. Stay tuned.
That is that's a great purchase of your life.
Yeah, that's the best purchase of my life as well. So that is definitely my answer.
Mine is not half as exciting and extremely cheap in comparison, but my best purchase of the year was my Sony headphones.
Nice.
And I still live by them. I love
them. Stand by them?
Yeah. They're the Sony XM5. I got like the, they're like grayish, whitish, I don't know, stone colored. I love them. They're noise canceling. I use them on the airplane, like anytime I'm on a flight. They're so comfy. I just love them. And I really did research going into them. So that's why I love them so much, because I'm like, okay, done my research. I've went and tried all these different headphones on. And I found the love of my life. So
they are really cute too. Like, yeah. I actually love the way they look.
Yeah.
I know the AirPods Maxes are more like trendy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's the one I have.
Yeah.
I'm a basic girl.
They are so cute. They are so tempting. Like, they were so tempting. I'm not going to lie.
Well, but I think the Sony ones are a vibe. Like, yeah. I actually think that they're really, they give like KKW.
Ooh, love that for me.
Yeah. I feel like they just look like neutral and cool. I like them.
I use them for like editing YouTube videos too. I use them all the time. Cleaning.
Nice.
They're the best.
Well, that's it, guys. That's a wrap on our best of 2023 episode. We will have one more episode coming out, but we did record it before. So I feel like we didn't properly say like goodbye for the year in that episode. So yeah, we're rounding out this year. Can't believe it's been another year. Thank you guys so much. Obviously, we're just, I feel like a broken record saying this, but you guys made 2023 absolutely insane and incredible for us, especially with going on our tour and being able to do live shows, meeting you guys in person. Like, it's so fun for us to obviously sit on a mic and talk, but when we actually get to see you and meet you in person, it makes it feel more real. And we realize like that we're actually talking to people every week, and we're talking to you guys who are just such sweet, cool girls mostly and some guys. And yeah, we just appreciate you so much. So thank you for making this year amazing for us. And we're excited to bring you some more fun episodes in 2024.
Yeah, thanks for making our dreams come true this year. Hope your guys' came true as well.
Yes. So if you want to keep updated, also, you know, don't want to count our chickens before they hatch, but we are going to be trying to do video very, very soon. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for some YouTube videos of our podcasts. We've been talking about that for a while, but it's probably actually happening very soon. So keep an eye out for that and follow our Instagram if you want updates on anything. It's at What We Said Podcast. And if you want to leave us a little present, a little holiday cheer for the end of the year, and if you leave us a rating and review, it's so, so easy on either the Apple Podcast app or Spotify app. We would really, really appreciate it. We love you guys so much. And
That's what we said.
Goodbye.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.